Hi, I'm Lynn Tobin, music teacher and cellist, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Lynn, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day three of ORF Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet later in the show. We're here with our friend, music teacher and cellist, Lynn Tobin, and we're talking all week about composer Carl ORF and his friend and colleague, Gunhild Kietmann, who wrote five volumes of music for school children. And this is music that you can play yourself with instruments that you might find in your own classroom today. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning, Kate.
So let's talk a little bit more about Carl ORF.
Well, one of the things that he was fascinated with is traveling all over the world and listening to instruments from different countries. He and Miss Kietmann believed that sound encourages movement, that sound is dance. In some cultures, there are no separate words for music and dance, just one word that is interchangeable. Mr. ORF traveled all around the world, collecting xylophones and drums from Africa, metal instruments from Asia, and bell-like glockenspiels from Europe. He incorporated these exotic instruments into the music he wrote for adults and children. Let's listen to a piece from Volume 3 called Festive Procession. This particular piece is often choreographed so that some children are dancing while others play instruments. You will notice that the music is quite repetitive and layered, adding instruments and getting louder on each repeat.
So that was Festive Procession. What's next, Lynn?
Carl ORF wrote several instrumental dances as part of his famous cantata for adults, Carmina Burana. Let's listen to one simply called Tanz, which means dance in German. Just like his music for children, this piece, written for adults, is quite repetitive and layered.
So, Lynn, those two pieces aren't that different from each other.
No, isn't that interesting, Kate? By listening to those two pieces, you can see that Carl ORF's music for children was often quite similar to the music he wrote for adults. Here's a fun piece that uses lots of instruments, including recorders, xylophones, timpani, woodblocks, and bass drum. There are also two surprises close to the end. What do you hear that is not a traditional ORF instrument?
I heard some instruments that weren't exactly instruments at all in there.
What did you hear, Kate?
I heard people noises.
That's right. You heard what's called body percussion. Body percussion is any kind of rhythmic sound that you can make with your own body, such as clapping, patting your legs, snapping your fingers. The children in this recording were stamping their feet and then singing the melody at the end.
Well, that is very cool. Lynn Tobin, thank you so much. We look forward to another day of ORF Week with Lynn Tobin tomorrow.
Bye-bye, Kate.
Now, kids commuters, normally this is where we would have our Quizlet for the week, but this week we want you to text us for a different reason. This week you have a chance to play the clapper during the Leroy Anderson song Sleigh Ride on stage at Sounds of the Season with the Interlochen Arts Academy Band and Choir. That concert coming up Friday night, and you can be on stage with me. If you would like to play the clapper, send us a text to area code 231-237-7482 with your name, your address, and the word sleigh in the text message. Then we'll do a drawing, and by Thursday at noon, we'll let you know if you have won the opportunity to play the clapper on stage with the band. Kids Commuter Gwyneth won it last year. This year, will it be you? Can't wait to find out. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.